The Belgian Confession of Faith, Article Number 32. Or the order and discipline of the church. In the meantime, we believe, though it is useful and beneficial that those who are rulers of the church institute and establish certain ordinances among themselves for the maintaining of the body of the church, yet that they ought studiously to take care that they do not depart from those things which Christ, our only Master, has instituted. Therefore, we reject all human inventions and all laws which man would introduce into the worship of God, thereby to bind and compel the conscience in any manner whatsoever. Therefore, we admit only of that which tends to nourish and preserve concord and unity, and to keep all men in obedience to God. For this purpose, excommunication or church discipline is requisite with all that pertains to it, according to the word of God. Last week looked at the officers of the church, and now we are focusing on the order of the church, how the church is to be ordered or run, and also discipline in the church, which in chapter 29 talks about as one of the marks of a true church. Notice the first thing that is stated there is that the church can establish certain ordinances among themselves. And we have done so. We have a constitution. We have a directory of worship. We don't have an official hymnal in the RCUS. We use hymnals like this one, but we don't have our own official one. But we do, as an individual church, we establish things like which hymnal that we sing out of, what version of the Bible that we read out of, policies that we make in the spiritual council, in the consistory. These are those ordinances that are established. Article 104 in the RCUS Constitution describes how those things are established in the church. Notice it says they are important, therefore maintaining the body, but that ultimately the only standard is the Word of God. And they should agree with the Word of God, submitting ourselves. I like that statement, our only Master, Jesus Christ, and that which He has instituted. And again, the historic context is the Roman Catholic Church. And there were many, as it says, there are many human inventions that were established as equal to the Word of God, and in a sense superseding because they were newer, if that makes sense. The Muslim says the same thing. The Quran supersedes the Bible because it's newer. In the Roman church, the newer is more apropos and more binding. And so we reject all human inventions and all laws that man would introduce into the worship of God. And so where is that based on? Second commandment. The necessity of the second commandment concerning how God is to be worshiped. God says, this is what pleases me, and that's what should please us, is what pleases Him. So that's one of the reasons why in our liturgy here at Rehoboth, we try to follow biblical principles. The order that we have, how we follow worship, the responsive back and forth, the God speaking, we responding, God speaking, we responding, that dialogue, the idea of being Christ-centered or God-centered in all that we are doing. These principles are biblical principles that we are trying to put into practice. And so we attempt to do that. We admit only to that which tends to nourish and preserve concord and unity and to keep all men in obedience to God. And then finally, the third mark of the true church, that of church discipline in many ways, is like the liver in the body. What happens to your body if your liver stops working? You die, and you die very quickly. One of the things you never want to do is take too much Tylenol because it will shut down the liver, and you will die. And so church discipline is designed for the restoration of the person and for the protection of the body, but also for the glory of God. And so it is a necessary thing that Christ has established, just like your liver is a necessary aspect of your body. Amen? Amen.